From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
It is episode, I don't know. We don't keep track anymore. We're past the big milestones here. Every new milestone, every new episode is a milestone. Yep. So we're just celebrating it as we go. Secret Life of Motherhood is all about those secret things we don't talk about, okay? The judgment, the struggling to make mom friends, the guilt, the fails, all of the above, and a whole lot more to come as we progress on this journey. One of the things that you do before you become a mom is you have this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed idea of what it's going to be like. It's going to be perfect. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that.
You know, the best mom, like the most perfect mom in the world, is the woman without children.
Correct.
The one that wants children, okay? If you don't want kids, absolutely.
No judgment
mm-mm. at all. But all of us, like you say, had these things that we promised ourselves we would do or wouldn't do. So this is the mom I would have been before I became a mom.
An actual mom.
Number one, I wanted twins.
What?
You only want twins. You only think twins are cute until you have one child. And then it's like, nope.
Hell no. Well, I really wanted a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think a girl and I would have killed each other by now.
Yeah, you're a super boy mom.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Let's go dig in the dirt.
I would have breastfed until at least 12 months.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You didn't want to, though. That was not your thing. That wasn't the mom you were ever going to be.
This is actually a question I'd like to ask on a future episode.
Mm.
Any other moms out there who just straight out refused? Anyway, on with the list.
I did it. I couldn't breastfeed with both my kids. I couldn't breastfeed past 5 weeks.
Mm.
Long story, many complications, but point is, today I look back and I'm like, oh, thank goodness I didn't have to do that for 12 months, because I look at some other moms with like a one-year-old hanging from their breast and I'm like, I do not need that personal space invasion.
Intrusion. Well, you know what? Fed is based.
Yeah. No screen time. My kids would have played outside in the yard, built Legos while I sit and read my book on the couch.
And sip on my cup of coffee while I watch them.
What's the average your kid has screen time like on a Saturday?
I don't want to answer this question. Look, screen time is a really big problem in our house at the moment, because I've only got the one kid, which makes a little bit, it makes it harder. So it's a bit of a thing at the moment. Like, we're fighting against it.
Yeah.
Kind of, we're at the point where Friday night, when I finish watching TV, because that's my mommy TV watching time, I hide the remote.
Okay.
So that he doesn't. Otherwise, he would get up at 5 or 6 a.m. to just watch TV.
I think mine's just too scared to do it, because they're girls. Boys are a little more fearless. But I would answer it with, how long do I want to nap? That is how long screen time is, and maybe even longer, like on a Saturday.
That's the thing.
We would have done all the activities, because we weren't going to watch TV. So we were going to do ballet. We were going to go to the park. My kids were going to do swimming and all of these
things. Horse riding.
I have no idea where I thought I was going to get the time, but they were going to do everything. I would not have given hidings, and I would not have tolerated back chatting. My kids would have had gentle, look, I'm not knocking gentle parenting, okay? Mm-hmm. I also do a form of it. But they would not get hidings. I would never scream at them, and thus they would learn to never back chat me.
Yeah, I don't tolerate back chatting, and I give hidings. So point one for me.
I do give hidings. Sometimes when I back chat, I just pick my battles and I'm just like, who do you think you're talking to? And look at them in that way with like, oh, I'm sorry, mommy.
Yeah, you see, I don't stand down from that. And that's why I'm saying, if I had a girl,
I would have baked with them every weekend, because I love
baking. Of course. Every occasion, like Easter cakes and cookies and New Year's and Christmas.
One of the biggest pains in the ass as a mommy is baking with a child. I hate it.
That's not how you break the eggs. Oh, that's not. Look at the mess you've made. No, it is.
Stop licking the flour. You're going to inhale. Oh, there you go. You inhaled it. Now you're coughing. Oh, now everyone's crying. Oh, the sprinkles are all over. I hate it.
I cannot. I'm sitting here scratching my head. I cannot deal with that.
You would have made all the costumes.
Yes, because I love doing, needlework, sewing and stuff. I would have Pinterested, I would have Googled like costume outfits. Dude, it was circus day last week. My kid basically went to school with a very bright green t-shirt and a very bright blue short.
Okay.
Because life happens.
He didn't need to wear his school uniform. It's a win for him.
It's a win.
Healthy eating all the time. 2-minute noodles and, you know, processed Viennas and sweets. None of that would have been, because I was a chubby kid, so I don't want that for my kids. Mm. So I was like healthy eating all the time, regardless of whether I chow down on a whole slab of chocolate every night or not. They will eat healthy.
They're going to love fruit of all kinds.
Veggies.
They're going to love it.
Yeah, no. They would not get something every store trip. I was not going to be the mom who gets them stuff at the shop. That's our big problem at this point, is they kind of want things all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also mixed messaging because my husband's outlook on it and my outlook isn't the same. It doesn't mean anyone's wrong or right. It's just not the same, which makes them confused and take advantage of that.
Yes, they're smart like that.
So they're kind of getting the hang of, there are certain things I need to buy with my own pocket money.
Okay.
But that is our thing, because every time we go into the shop, they will just get me to the point where I'm like, fuck it, mate.
I can relate 100%. And they know how it works.
Yeah, they do.
They know how to get you to that point.
They do. We would not have had any picky eating. No, they would have been like, if I say, just try it, maybe you like it, and then you can leave it. They'll be like, okay, mommy.
I'll try it.
And then most of the time they're like, this is nice. My child legit just spits her half-chewed food back into her plate if she doesn't like it.
We made brine mushrooms, you know, those big brown ones with the cheese and stuff a while ago, many years ago. And our son doesn't eat mushrooms. So we said to him, just try it, because you love cheese, you love garlic, you love braai stuff, just try it. And he said, okay, I'll try it. And I gave him just like a little slither of this mushroom, and I put it in his mouth. He literally didn't even chew or taste or nothing, just turned around and he said, there, I tried it.
My youngest would just sometimes, when I say try, she's like, no, I know I don't like it. I'm like, you ate it last week. No, I didn't. It wasn't the same. I don't like this. We would never have said because I said so, ever. Those words would not have, before we became mothers, wasn't going to be the mom I was going to be.
And we've had a discussion around this phrase before. Sometimes I do use it. But I profusely refuse to use it because we were constantly told.
Yeah.
Nah? But I do. It slips in.
It's like I just get tired of explaining and getting asked the same question. Why should we sit? Can we sit in front today? No. Why should we sit in our car seats? I told you yesterday. And then after about the fifth time, I'm just like, because I said so. Okay?
Klar.
You know, I said so. I've explained why. Now it's just because I said so. I would never, ever have given my child the emotional trauma of guilting them or lying to them or bribing them with, you know, the tooth fairy, Easter bunny, Santa Claus, even though all of those things are absolutely real.
Yeah.
You know, it's because they are real
that we can
use them to guilt them. Emotional damage. I do that, though.
Like every year.
That's the only thing I like about like August, September, is now I can really start telling them.
Exactly.
Santa knows.
He knows. I can phone him at any time. And I can.
I have done it. I will. We're happy to share the app link closer to the end of the year if you need it. Santa's number.
Yes. Got him on speed dial.
But yeah, we would all have been the perfect parents before we became parents.
Yeah.
And we're not.
No,
and
we're
good
not.
Good luck to anyone who thinks they are going to be. You can look at me in the store when my child has a tantrum about juice and I'm like, for a date. Judge me all you want. I will be laughing one day when I see you in the store.
What's that? It's not a saying, but let's say it's a saying. Never say your child will never ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will come never evering like they have never evered before. Okay? Do not come judging us.
Exactly.
Every mother allows things they never wanted to.
I will end it with like a really deep thing. It's very profound. People judge me on my decisions, but they don't know the choices I had. It was either
deep.
I was going to kill my kid or leave them in the store. Or have a meltdown in the car for 25 minutes.
Exactly.
Pick your battles, bro.
And kill them anyway.
So that is it for the parent I was going to be before I became a parent. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week. You can listen to this podcast and share it around to all your mom friends.
Please
do. It is on nova.com.na. Go to the show's page. It's also on Spotify, on Apple Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and join our WhatsApp group. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.